DW.
You're listening to DW's World Link. I'm Gabriel Borud in Bonn, Germany.
Immer mehr Rettungskräfte treffen ein.
The attack could hardly have been more symbolic. 1 week before Christmas, a truck rams into a Christmas market in the heart of Berlin, killing 12 people and injuring dozens of others. The capital and with it the country was shattered and shocked. Following the violence, the authorities have tracked down a number of suspects and have narrowed their search to a man of Tunisian origin, an asylum seeker who was sent to be deported. At this point, how does the city of Berlin move on? With the threat still high, should people stay indoors and avoid public places, most of all, Christmas markets? DW's Theresa Krinninger, a Berlin resident, went through her city looking for answers.
I'm in the Berlin subway, the U-Bahn. Despite the uneasy feeling on the day after the truck attack, I'm out to get a feel of Berlin city life after the terrible event, but also observing myself and my own feelings of fear. Am I shocked? Am I feeling insecure? Do I change my lifestyle? I'm not sure yet. Inside the train, I look at the faces around me, trying to detect people's emotions, but I don't see any. But as I get closer to Breitscheidplatz, the scene of the attack, it's clear what's on everyone's mind. Christmas markets. To be honest, I'm tired of Christmas markets. For years I worked at a stand selling leather purses. So I've had my fill and have avoided Christmas markets ever since. But the question now is whether we should avoid these places because of the danger. And what about concerts, festivals and all that fun stuff? I meet Charlotte and Iris. They came back here to lay down flowers.
Yeah,
we were there yesterday. We were just about to enter the Christmas market where the truck plowed into. But my friend said her feet hurt and she wanted to sit down. So we went to the sausage stand over there. And right when we were ordering, we heard the big bang. Right after that, police cars and ambulances arrived. We went back there and saw the truck and bodies lying underneath.
Despite seeing the attack firsthand, they say they would never avoid Christmas markets. Germans and tourists love Christmas markets. I walk around and look at the destroyed stalls. I thought coming here would help me realize that people actually died here, but it doesn't. Maybe that's because all the police cars and journalists running around. There are cameras everywhere. But what I find more disturbing are the many bystanders who are taking pictures and videos, including selfies. Over on the other side of the scene, I see two young women at a sausage stand behind the barrier tape, drinking Glühwein. One of them is Anastasia from Russia. She came to visit Berlin with her friend, but all they found is closed Christmas markets.
I wanted to come here with my friend. When I heard about what happened, I thought I was lucky that I wasn't at the wrong place at the wrong time. But it's strange to be here, and the atmosphere is different as well.
I agree. The atmosphere is weird. And it gets even weirder when a few people put up posters showing Angela Merkel behind bars. It doesn't take long until emotions stir up and journalists arrive. We have just heard that a 23-year-old Pakistani refugee is suspected of having been the driver of the truck. This is Marcel. He's interrupting the speaker's paroles about how the attacks in Germany are Merkel's fault.
It was simply disrespectful and I wanted to intervene. I find it outrageous and morally reprehensible to use this place the way they do.
Marcel admits that he came here as a disaster tourist. I ask myself if I'm doing the same. I walk away, thinking about how refugees in Berlin must feel now. I also think about the special police squad that raided Berlin's biggest refugee accommodation earlier that day, in order to find links to the attack. About 900 refugees live there. At the entrance of the camp, I don't get past security and I'm not allowed to talk to refugees. But outside, I meet Gabriel, a German teacher who works in the camp.
When I woke up, I saw that they had stormed the place. I thought about my students from Eritrea. The way Berlin authorities are reacting is a form of intimidation. They want to show that they're doing something, but the scapegoats are the people who live here.
This is how far our conversation gets, until a security guard shoos us away from the compound. No media allowed, he says. On my way back to the subway, I walk past a queue of newly arrived refugees. It's dark, cold, and gloomy.
Life is returning to normal at Breitscheidplatz, and traffic is flowing smoothly again. Police have reopened the square 2 days ago.
One day later, I step out of the subway at Berlin Stadtmitte and into a completely different world. Fancy cars, expensive shops, and around the corner, there's one of Berlin's most beautiful Christmas markets and a tourist hotspot. It's also the one where I used to work. These two tourists from London also came to the market. They say they are used to living with the constant terror threat at home. But despite that, the truck attack shook them as well.
We left half an hour before it happened.
So if we'd stayed there half an hour, we were gonna
go back to get another crepe and have another drink at the place that literally got hit. So we were.
It was just so fate. Scary so. To think it could have been us.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're still here. We're still back here. Like,
You still want to enjoy your time in Berlin.
Otherwise, they win, don't they? I know it's out of respect, but. Otherwise,
they've got what they wanted. They've got what they wanted. They've scared everyone off.
I don't know whether it's a terrorist attack or not, but if it is, and they got what they wanted, didn't they? They don't want people to have fun, and that's what's happened, isn't it?
Maybe that is also why I am not in shock. Maybe in my mind, I came to terms with it, to live with the threat, and to do business as usual. In German social media, it looks different. Here, the debate is clearly divided between pledging unity among Berliners with hashtags like Ich bin ein Berliner or Pray for Berlin. And on the other, right-wing comments are going viral, blaming Islam and asylum seekers for the attack. At this point, police have come up with a new suspect, a man from Tunisia who was up for deportation from Germany. Back at the Christmas market, it's really quiet. Only a few people came to enjoy Christmas music, a sausage and a Glühwein.
I feel a bit uneasy, but such a thing can happen anywhere, and I'm aware of the risk because of what has happened in the recent past.
Says Dana at the stall selling roasted almonds.
But it can happen anywhere, at the airport, when I go shopping or at the Christmas market. It is about living with the fear and being cautious.
On Facebook, Berliners mobilized to go to the Christmas market at Gendarmenmarkt, again, despite the attack. We are not afraid, and we will refuse to cower or restrict our actions because of fear, is their claim. Not many followed their call. And personally, I wouldn't either. I had to force myself to go there, not because of fear, but rather because of my Christmas market phobia.
DW.